On this wonderful day when we celebrate in this shrine, in this parish, a feast which renders to us, if we wish for it, a plenary indulgence. Of course, one can only get one plenary indulgence per day. The feast of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, who adorns our pulpit during the last few weeks and until the end of August. We also see the wondrous pericope of the Gospel from St. Matthew, in which Christ, responding to the faith of St. Peter, son of Jonah, Bar Jonah, by proclaiming him once and for all, without any doubt whatsoever, before the apostles and disciples, to be the head of the church besides him. In the Aramaic original, it was very clear. You are the rock, and upon this selfsame rock, you, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, of course, it's very important to understand the fullness of this particular commission of Christ to St. Peter. It did not really take effect until the ascension of our Lord into heaven, that bittersweet experience of the apostles when they both see Christ glorified totally and returning to heaven to his Father in his perfect human nature that has suffered, died, and has arisen from the dead, and also the fact that he is no longer going to be with them, talking and speaking, eating and drinking and laughing with them, as he did for 3 years. And so it is a very bittersweet experience. But nevertheless, at that moment, and especially after that moment, 9 days later, when Christ sent his Holy Spirit upon Peter and the apostles, who were praying together with the Holy Immaculate Mother of God, who already had the Holy Spirit. She didn't receive it at Pentecost. She received it at her Immaculate Conception. At that moment, he became officially and completely the head of the church. So much so, this was in the year 33-34 AD. A few years later, there was a council called in Jerusalem by him because there was a controversy. And there's always controversies in the life of the church. And somebody has to put their foot down. And interestingly enough, and this of course very much refers to the church in many times during her history, especially today, in this time of history, when we see all kinds of horrors coming from the head of the church today, who is not doing his job, obviously. He's not doing the bidding of Christ. He's doing the bidding of someone else. So was my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. How did he get to be that? He was breaking the law. He was a pope, officially, truly the pope. Alexander VI, the Borgia pope. I'm a Borgia. Be careful with Borgias. They'll get you. So that is nothing new. You know, we're just living through it now. Big deal. God called us to live at this time. For some reason. And so, we see that whatever thou shalt bind on earth is bound in heaven. But Pope Benedict XVI was very clear about this. The supreme office of the Pope, of the Vicar of Christ on earth, is not to just make up whatever he wants and make us do it. He can't do that. He can't all of a sudden say Jesus Christ is not God and we have to obey him. Absolutely not. He can't just all of a sudden say men can marry men and women can marry women. They're trying to do that in that synod that's coming up. Some good bishops and cardinals are already warning us about this. Cardinal Burke, Bishop Strickland, even, who would have said it, that other American bishop that's on, or was on TV and all that all the time. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. Probably a good thing. But we always thought of him as an ultra-liberal and very heretical, if anything. And all of a sudden, compared to the other ones, he looks traditional, which he is not. So, as the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, said, one cannot just sit on the throne and say, well, you can do whatever you want. You have to do that for which you have been proclaimed, to hand down the faith, the true faith, and only the true faith. And of course, what's going on now? All these bishops are warning us. Some of them are very quiet, and I think the reason they're quiet is because they don't want to lose the chance that they may be voted for at the next conclave, which will be very soon. Some of them are very quiet, very curiously quiet. And so, these are the times that were predicted. And throughout the ages, Our Lady and Our Lord have predicted it. In these last 100 years, Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Garabandal, Our Lady of Akita, and others. Our Lady at Herlsbach in Germany, in Bavaria, who's very little known. I need to write something about her. A wonderful, wonderful apparition of Our Lady. That there will be times very soon that the powers of hell shall seem to have taken over the church. And when you have the bishop, that is the bishop, archbishop, patriarch of Lisbon, who was in charge of the World Youth Day, and he says, we don't want to convert anybody to Jesus Christ. What? The word apostle means witness to the birth, life, death, and resurrection and ascension of Christ. And we don't want to convert anyone to him, the one true God and true man, the Son of God and the Son of the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary. So I hope you understand what I say. And so, all the powers of hell will go against us. But the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church, my body, of which he is the head. We are the body, and Mary is the neck through which all graces flow. And so today, we renew our faith in all that Jesus Christ has revealed to us, not in the faults of the pastors who are sinful men, but in the word of the rock, which is Peter, when he obeys Jesus Christ, the Savior, the King, and the ruler of the church and of all the universe. Beware of the times in which you live, that you may not fall and succumb to temptation and fall into the eternal lake of fire from which not even God can get you out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.